sometimes in life you find yourself on the right side of the line, where the skies open up and cast a towering shadow, guarding you from the worst life has to offer. And then, that same sky rips away that warm blanket from your clutching arms and casts it into the night. Now, you are on the wrong side of the line. And that's why I'm here, to keep you in line. A line we call the Dry Line.
Now remember, the Global Ag Network. I love that movie for all time. This is Landon. It's great to have you back here in person.
It's good to be back. See, you played that scary intro.
You know what? My wife still doesn't watch that movie. She still doesn't watch that movie. It scares her to death.
Can you believe the witch from that is still alive?
No, she's not.
I know.
It depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
There is a lady down the street that does have green face, so maybe they didn't melt her after all. Well, everybody, this is the Dry Line Farmer Podcast. We are glad everybody's listening in. We kind of pay tribute to our weather of the that we had today with that classic 1939 movie of The Wizard of Oz. I'm pretty sure the copyright's off on that song, so we played it and everything. But we had the windiest and most interesting day I've ever seen weather-wise since I've lived here, which is like forever. We had sustained winds, and they predicted it, so it was actually in the cards, so they got it right.
Way to go, radar.
Yeah, dude, he was all over that. I don't know if he did that in a weekend report or not, but he was calling for it, too. But, yeah, so they got it all right, 50 to 60 mile an hour sustained winds with a gust in Hereford at the mezzanet site of 78 miles per hour. Just a wild, wild day. We had a big rain over the last 36 hours. So the sky wasn't really 1934-ish like it usually would be. It almost sounded like I said whorish, but no.
1930 whorish.
Yeah, I bet that's what they were thinking of.
People were depressed back then, Brent.
They were what?
They were depressed back then in the 30s.
Is that why they called it the Great Depression? What do you think they called it that? Because was there any depressions to base it off of before then? And
maybe because the 20s were so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was roaring. I mean, I'll tell you that much. But and what was so great about it? I mean, to me it sounded pretty horrible, if you really want my honest opinion. But we didn't have any haboobs, and I only learned that term here like a few years ago. It's a dust storm. But Landon, the only four hairs on your head, they perked up when you heard haboob. Why is that?
Because I realized that the 40-year-old virgin was onto something when he said a boob felt like a bag of sand.
I guess that's true. It's like, have you ever touched a breast?
Have you ever touched a haboob?
only when they sneeze.
Touch haboob? That's assault, brother.
You double dammy. We just mixed in five movies right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, it was wild. I went into town, got into town about 10-ish or so, and I went by Landon's boss's house, and there was a pole on its way out. It was at the corner, so it had guy wires on it, and it was feeding about two different directions, and it was about at a 45-degree angle, getting ready to snap. So I called it in, and I don't know if they ever – I went by it after like 3 hours later, and they were just kind of looking at it. I didn't see any service trucks there, but it was pretty intense. So anyway, went into town and did some stuff, came back out and started assessing some damage, and saw another couple poles, drove by one, and it was leaning over the county road. I mean, it was still live, so I called it in, and I didn't get close enough to hear it cooking, but I'm I didn't know how far it could arc. I know how far do you think those things arc, Landon? Those what are those? Just the regular lines? Are they? What are they? Are they 50,000 volts?
I don't know. Is there some kind of catchy rhyme like how much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
I don't think so.
How much arc could a
how much arc could a line arc? But yeah, I know they can arc at least a foot or so. But I didn't take my chances since that it was whipping pretty good. But yeah, if you get right underneath those highline poles, it does. It sounds exactly like the Wizard of Oz, that wooing sound, and it was just pretty amazing. So we also had another barn that got tore up pretty good. We don't really use it anymore, but just here down from my house, and so I had to do a little double duty of checking hot wires. We had several things blow. Well, not several things. We had a few things blow away. Fortunately, didn't roll through any fences, but they were still all on and still hot. Kept the cattle in, and I got all that kind of confirmed, secure. I went ahead and put that in my service manual. But since everybody's at the Houston Stock Show right now, I am all by myself here checking all their crap and feeding their steers for next year, which leads me into my project, which is turning my barn into a steer and heifer show.
How's that going, Brent?
Well, let me tell you, I went and got my pipe today, so I'm laying some pipe. No, I got
gross.
That's true. I'm by myself out there too, which makes it even a little more creepy. But no, someone got a whole lot of pipe that you know, put in the concrete. A couple days ago, I ran a core drill. Have you ever ran one of those, Landon?
I have not.
It's a for drilling holes in your concrete, and it's about a four inch slab.
Oh, I have done that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty amazing little contraption. I know it's nothing new, but
whatever you do, don't try to take the bit out with your bare hand after you drill a hole. They get a little hot.
See, now, did you not run water with it?
No.
Well, you run water with these, Landon.
Oh, okay.
You must be. What kind of bit did you use? Are you using the one that's like metal bit?
It's like a hole
saw. You know what a hole saw is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hole saw.
Hole surgery.
I think they'd have a better name for it than that. No, it's like everybody out there that's been outside more than twice knows what a hole saw is. Anyway, it's just a tube and it's got teeth on the bottom of it. Anyway, well, this machine and. Fortunately, I learned a few years ago, when you go to the rental store, always get something bigger than you think you need, because if you don't, you're going to be sorry. So this whole saw, it was a stand-up deal. You don't have to, it's not a handheld. So anyway, the way it works is it's probably, I don't know, about 3.5 feet, 4 feet tall. And the way it holds itself to the concrete, it anchors it, is it's got a suction deal. So it's got a rubber seal that goes all the way around the bottom of the machine, and then you hook up, and you kind of got to wet the pavement down or the concrete down a little bit to get a better seal, and then you hook up this suction pump to the machine, and it'll suck it down to the concrete, and it keeps it anchored down. It's pretty ingenious, but if you have a concrete slab, and apparently I do have a couple low spots. Of course, it's only a quarter of an inch lower than other spots, but that's all it takes. And if you get a whole lot of water standing and pooling up, it'll start sucking all that water up, and it's got a little jar. And once it fills up, the machine starts spitting oil out. So I didn't tell the Rayburn rental guys that happened when I brought it back to him, but it all worked. But anyway, so when you don't have to fight that, and unless you got a crack in your concrete, you know, you'll break suction and it won't anchor down, but it was a really neat deal. I probably dug 15, 16 holes in the concrete, and it was a really nice little contraption to do. So anyway, today I went had the boys with me, and we went and got some pipe, and then we I got it spray foamed the whole barn, so I'm starting to paint it. My nephew and niece's ag mechanics project, they painted with the spray gun that I got. And so, yeah, it had a little leftovers from last time. So after I finally figured out why, and this is latex paint. It's some kind of special deal. I'm just spraying it where I'm going to have the calves and, you know, get some inadvertent water on the walls, and I kind of want to preserve that foam. But nonetheless, so I did that, and I did about 15 square feet over a matter of about 2.5 hours, Landon. So it was a really efficient job. Really efficient job. But nonetheless, so that's my project. You got any projects going, Atlanta? Do you have any Did you see any sprinklers turned over?
No, haven't heard any sprinklers that got flipped over.
No, I was pretty amazed. One of my neighbors, he had one flipped over in the last kind of windstorm we had. Oh, like the middle three or four spans, but not any were turned over this go around. I was really shocked. And we started recording here, Landon, about 8:30 p.m. this evening, and I mean it's still probably holding probably 50 miles an hour. You think?
It's still pretty rough out there. Yeah.
Pretty wild stuff. We're on the back side of this Pacific storm system, and I guess they were saying, and they were predicting it in Kansas anyway, and I'm pretty sure it kind of stretched all the way down here, but it was one of the lowest barometric pressure readings, I guess maybe over a mainland, or at least in this part of the country, they've recorded in a long time, and hence that's why we had such a bad windstorm. But they started talking in millibars, and I don't know what metric means. So anyway, I just know it was bad. So we went through all that, and hopefully it'll die out over the evening, and we can kind of get back to normal, 20 to 30 mile an hour winds. So crazy day. We've got a lot to talk about today. We don't have a specific topic per se. We do have a couple things we're going to get into. I finally decided that, Landon, we've got to get into Yetis, the Yeti products. I mean, I got to hand it to these people. Between them and North Face, they are the biggest marketing geniuses in the world.
Oh, I know.
I mean, who would have thought that people would be slapping cooler stickers on the back of their pickups?
I know.
I mean, especially, not the lowrider dually ones I've seen driving around. These are, the jacked up duallys. And
not the cars with your last name on it.
No, not with the cars with your last name in Old English and then a memorial to somebody that died in your family, that he was like 100 years old. But, yeah, so they got a cooler. I'm surprised I don't see North Face stickers on the backs of cars. Do you? Aren't you? I mean, we're the only family, I think, that doesn't have North Face stuff.
I've never owned one thing of North Face.
All they make is, those jackets, isn't it?
I guess.
I
know they make some pretty sweet vests.
That's pretty sweet. You look like Marty McFly.
I guess all I got was South Elbow. I don't
Yeah, I don't know why farmers are. I've got three vests, one from the gym, one from Certified Angus Beef, because my in-laws are Certified Angus Beef people. I've got another one from the phone co-op that I'm a committee board member at. I've got another one from the rest home committee board that I'm a member of.
A rest home vest.
Yes, it's pretty
tight. A vest
tight.
Home.
A vest. Yes, it's a vest home. And then I've got two heavy jackets. I don't see any need to buy a coat. So I guess I'm just fortunate that way. But I've just gotten amazed at the amount of product. And me and Landon were just perusing the Yeti website just a minute ago, and all of the products they have. They have by far 500% more than stuff available to order than I ever imagined.
Pretty much, I can either send my kid to college at some point or buy three or four Yeti things.
Yeah, pretty much. These prices are unbelievable. And Landon, I'm pretty sure he said that to help segue into our other topic, is this big bribery scandal. And, I mean, what better way to talk about a bribery scandal than enter in a 1980s/1990s sitcom star? And we've got some pretty good nicknames for her, and then a desperate housewife is also involved in this thing.
A desperate housewife turned into a desperate house mom.
Yeah, exactly. Very much so. So we're going to get on that, and maybe a couple other things we're thinking of anything. Our sponsor this week is kind of devoted to part of this episode. Snipe products. You've heard of the Yeti products. You've heard of the Bison cooler products. We've got a whole new company that has rang our doorbell and wanted to serve us as a sponsor. So
all the serious hunting products you could ever want.
That's right. Right. And it absolutely exists. So we've got Snipe, and then we've got Radar Ricardo. He's going to give us kind of not so much a forecast today, but he's going to give us a recap of today's windstorm. So stay tuned for all of that on the Dry Life Farmer Podcast.
Hi, this is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and I'm here. I'm a sponsor for the Dry Life Farmer Podcast, or whatever. And so this week's sponsor is totally totally cool and whatever, and they save the environment. It's Snipe Productions, and you got to tell all your girlfriends about it and everything. But it's whatever, pretty cool thing. They sell all kinds of things, and it's evil capitalism, but you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do or whatever. So Yeti, they have no, they're a monopoly conglomerate and they're evil or like whatever. And they like make people like little babies like do the work of like grown men or whatever, like white men. And they're like evil and stuff. So check out the Snipe products. We have Snipe ashtrays. We have Snipe condoms, even though the white man does not want you to have access to birth control, so we make them cheap. These are only $277 a piece, and they're like super thin or whatever. But if you don't want to go that route, you can put an urn on your junk. We have Snipe urns. They keep your loved ones all kind of warm and fuzzy, even though they're just a pile of ashes that you got out of the fireplace. They're not even really the person that you burned up or whatever. And, like, so send me to Washington, and I'll do you a solid. I'll, like, get you free stuff and whatever, and, like, totally, it'll be cool. And then we, like, go to spring break, and we can do, like, body shots out of my belly button or whatever. That would be totally cool. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Hey, this is Reina Ricardo de la Serio bringing you a Jedi Pablo podcast weather update. Well, Brent, I gotta tell you, man, Vato, after this last week, the forecast, man, I had to stretch, Vato, because, man, I'm all wore out from being right so many times, man. I hit it right on the numbers, like right down the pizza middle, Vato. That's where you wanna be, right down, you know, right in the, not too high, not too low, just kinda right down the numbers, Vato. But hey, this is where I got it all right, Vato. I called the wind, I even called the rain, Vato. That's where I got it all right, man. Did you see, oh, and I know you saw, Vato, man, gusts up to 80 miles an hour, man, in the Southwest Texas Panhandle, man. That's where you live, right? Hey, Vato. Yeah, I know it's crazy, man. There was, like, frijoles running around and chupacabras and all kinds of stuff, man. They were all over the place. It was off the hook, man. But, you know, there was one guy in Univision. He didn't get it right, man. Of course, man, Vato, he's not the spiciest tamale on the plate. You know what I mean? Huh? Hey, Vato, this week it's going to be a lot more docile, man. It's going to be high 50s for the foreseeable future, Vato. Except for tomorrow and then like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 59 and 60. That's all it's going to be, Vato. You got a little shift of rain, but that's about it, man. But, hey, I know you got that inch and a half, and I know you're all happy about it, man, Vato. But, hey, you got to go get that trampoline out of your neighbor's yard or whatever. But, hey, this week's sponsor, man, these are some marketing and geniuses, Vato. Snipe Incorporated, Vato. You've heard of them, all of them other brand name deals. Snipe is a very, very practical outfit, Vato. You've heard of the Yetis and all that stuff, Vato. They have their signature product, toilet paper roll holder, Vato. For only $67, Vato, it'll keep your feet and toilet paper all warm and everything for your culo, huh? Hey, this is Arena Ricardo de la Serio. I'm back to you. Hey, Vato, give me a pillow.
All right, Ricardo, good job on that. I'm glad you finally got a 100% right on that forecast, man. That was great. Not only did you get the wind, but you got the rain, too. Well, guys, we're talking Yetis. You're making a big mistake, Yeti.
Big Yeti's making a big mistake, Yeti.
I'm sorry. I just cannot not think of that when we're talking about Yeti, even though he's saying Yeri, Jerry. Yeah. But so, yeah. We're talking Yeti products and the geniuses, I mean, not sarcastically, the absolute marketing wizards that came up with the Yeti product, because they are sticking this straight up the butt of every American consumer that is willing to buy it.
And all at the same temperature.
You can make a gift card between $20,000 and $2,000 if you want to give your friend a Yeti card.
That's funny because they don't have a product that costs $20.
What are you going to get for $20? Okay, let's see. That's a good place to start. So we're going, do we need some music? Here, yeah, let's get some music. I got to have some intro music in here. So you think it's just like official Yeti music?
Oh. I think it is.
It sounds like $50 a minute.
Sounds pretty legit.
Yeah, I'm all over it. Okay, so where were we at? Oh, yeah, classic gift cards. Now, the card itself will keep your wallet warm for up to 3 months. But the amazing thing is it'll also keep it cold at the same time for 4 weeks.
And it works even better if it's in a Yeti wallet.
Yeah, exactly. So we wanted to play a game, but we just ran short on time. Yeti or Naughty? So, and we have a whole list, and I guarantee you would fail because you don't know what we're putting in here that's actually there and what is not there.
To be honest, we don't even know.
We don't. Yeah, we're just making crap up because that's what we do. So, yeah, but back to Yeti. Just get Yeri out of my mind. I just can't. So, okay, Landon, we'll do a couple right here. A dog dish. Yeti or Naughty?
I would say that is Yeti.
Yes, that's correct. Dog dish, a Yeti dog dish. Okay, I'm going to pull it up over here. That's probably over in accessories, maybe, or more gear. Boomer 8 dog bowl. Landon, how much do you think a Yeti dog dish is?
Oh.
Without looking already.
$49.99?
Yeah. Ass. And it comes in stainless steel. It comes in navy. It comes in. You think it keeps their puke warm?
Yeah.
That way, they once they puke, they can eat their puke back up like dogs do.
Yeah, they don't have to eat it back immediately.
Yeah, I mean it'll keep it warm while they lick their dick.
These dog bowls that, you know, my wife, she has her jewelry business and she's looking up rings all the time. That kind of, I wonder if they have Yeti wedding rings.
I would think so. I'm sure they'll make anything you want. Oh, there's the bottom. Oh, well, see, it's got a rubber base, but it says Yeti on the bottom of it. That way, the ants that are always crawling around the bottom of your dog's dish knows that you're paying them. Damn. Look at that. Made in China.
Perfect.
I mean, it's designed in Texas, but made in China. Okay.
Well, you know they don't need dog bowls over there.
They need a dog beaten.
Unless they're eating their...
Yeah, you know, they're a dog tenderizer. A Yeti dog tenderizer.
A dog stew bowl.
Oh, dang.
Just kidding. Okay.
Okay.
Need more products. We can't spend...
Wait a minute. It has a dog bowl section. Let's see. Pulling up. I don't have my fiber yet. It's just the different colors. Okay. Going back here. Okay, so Yeti or Naughty? A bucket.
Oh, yeah. Was this like a $20 5-gallon bucket?
Yeah, it's like
a handle.
It's like a high trans bucket, basically.
Oh,
what it
perfect.
Is. So yes, this is also a Yeti.
Ooh, Yeti high trans fluid.
And
that would be perfect.
It'll actually keep your hydraulic system cool, which that's kind of the idea. Do you got psoriasis over there or what? You're itching like hell.
Sidey.
I guess. Okay.
My turn.
Okay, Landon, before we go further, we got to get through the buckets here. Now, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different styles
and sizes
of 5-gallon, but no, they're all 5-gallon buckets, I think.
So they don't come like inside of each other?
No, and then when they do, they're absolutely impossible to pull apart.
Perfect.
So they're basic, mind you. They're basic loadout 5-gallon bucket is what it's called.
Dude, they even come with a drinkable lid on top.
$40. Yeah, if you drink kegs all by yourself. And what is that like? What is that thing? An octagon? Looks like a honeycomb is what the lid is. So they've got a loadout 5-gallon bucket, $40. The fully loaded bucket. Now, you think it would stop there. You think it would stop there, Landon. It's fully loaded. What else can it have?
After spending eight nonstop hours on the tractor, I really needed that fully loaded bucket.
I wouldn't have gotten through that third shift at the coal mine if I didn't have a fully loaded bucket.
And my Yeti 4-ply toilet paper.
That cost $130. Then they've got the Ricking bucket, $109. The high and dry bucket. What's the point of the high and dry bucket, you think? It looks just like the loadout 5-gallon bucket, except it's another... $20.
The ranch hand bucket.
The ranch hand bucket looks like it's got a freaking what is that the thing the pockets you wear on the a fanny. It looks
fanny
like
pack.
It's got a fanny pack on it. It's what it looks like. $80 to look like an asshole.
The Yeti fanny pack.
The sorted bucket. Now this is I don't even know what it does. It may have like a cardboard divider in the middle so you can divide your kettle corn like they used to sell on the side of the street. The locked up bucket. The grab and go bucket. Okay. Those are, so the granddaddy is what? That $100 and something dollar one? Let's see. The fully loaded, yeah. So that is the end of the line. $130 to get a bucket with a fanny pack.
They've got the buckets covered.
Awesome. Awesome stuff.
All right, my turn.
Okay, go.
All right, Yeti or Naughty? The Yeti condom. For when your wife's not Yeti ready to have a baby.
Oh, please be real.
I don't know what the sound is for no, but...
No, it's not. It's a naughty. I'm looking at the computer. That would be fun. When you really want to warm your...
Oh, it would be fun.
When you really want to warm your lady up, but you don't want to have to put in the effort. You know, what about a candle koozie? You know, because you want to set the mood with some heat, but you don't want your candle to get too hot. You keep it cool with the candle koozie.
I'm going
to
say that's a naughty.
Okay, here's a couple other products that we know are not on there, but they need to. So I mentioned ashtray. How about a Yeti urn?
Ooh, or a Yeti coffin.
Or a Yeti coffin? I mean, you may not know your relative is burning in hell, but at least you know their ashes will stay warm. That would be a great. That's a no-brainer right there.
The Yeti yoga mat?
Yeti yoga mat, yeah. You can namaste your ass right out the asshole window.
Yeti sleeping bag. Heck, we've even got a Yeti in our spaghetti nowadays. So.
They probably have koozies for all the noodles in your spaghetti.
Oh, they have a ton of Yeti koozies.
You're getting crazy, little Yeti.
And that's what you want when you're drinking a beer. You want that big metal koozie right in your hand because you know, these regular koozies, you know, it's so hard to drink a beer.
I know, really. And especially when you're driving down the highway, you want something metal and shiny that's going to reflect light. It's like a duck call for cops. It's not a very wise choice in the matter. So the buckets is one of the things that really caught my eye. I mean, this is one step above a slop bucket. And if y'all don't remember what happened in the Great Depression, they had slop buckets where I guess this is the 1800s. They'd take a crap and then they'd just throw it out the window in like New York City. I mean, you did watch Gangs of New York, didn't you? They just threw that crap out the window.
I didn't.
They still do that in New York City, I think. Okay, so we did the buckets. How about bags? That's a big... Oh, yeah, Lennon. What's the guy? So there's picture of this guy
carrying a Yeti porta potty.
It says, this thing, he could literally carry another person. It's called the... What is it called?
He's carrying a chiropractor in there. That's what he's going to need.
This guy can take home a swordfish if he wanted to. I'm trying to figure out which one it is, Lennon. Panga 50?
The Panga 50?
Maybe it's the Panga 50. So they got a picture of this guy in the river, and he's got his fly rod, and he's literally... This thing looks like it's... What are the dimensions? It's probably... I mean, it goes down into the water, so...
It turns into a yacht. It's a yachty.
It's probably got a seat, and he's probably sitting on it. But so it's spelled out Yeti, and it goes above his head. It looks like the pack that Neil Armstrong had on the moon. This is smaller than what... I mean, this is bigger than what Neil Armstrong had on the moon.
If that current picks up, he's a dead man.
Yeah, so this guy, it's probably 3 feet. I bet it's 3 feet by 3 feet, or maybe 2 feet by 2 feet. And it's probably, I don't know, what do you say, 4 feet long? And this dude's got it on his back. This guy's going to look like Andy on beach day on The Office when he gets in that sumo suit and he floats down the river.
Just look at what I'm doing and go tell someone it.
I mean, that is a suicide vest is what that is.
Yeah.
You think they make Yeti suicide vests?
Maybe.
Man, I guarantee you if Al-Qaeda could get a hold of them some Yeti suicide bombing vests, stay warm until you go straight to hell.
They need a Yeti bowling bag. That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty good. A Yeti golf bag. Keep your grips warm.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice. That'd
Yeti
be nice.
Golf club.
I saw this at Jibo's. The Sidekick Dry. It's pretty affordable. $50.
Because how often are you walking around in water, Brent?
I mean, submerged up to your waist. I guess we just don't hunt enough.
I guess not.
Look at it. This guy's got a hand on a... What is that? That's a spotted trout, isn't it? Yeah. I guess he's going to throw it in his Sidekick Dry.
When you don't want your flip phone to get wet and
nobody
rotten.
Cares about your flip phone.
They should.
That's the Panga. No, that's not the Panga. That's
I have
the
to have a flip phone so I can afford all this Yeti gear.
That's for sure. Yeah, that's what I'm getting you for Christmas. That's got to be the ultimate insult. Getting you a gift card where the minimum amount on the gift card will not buy any of the products that it offers. That's like buying a $150 gift card for a bag of cottonseed. Do they sell gift cards to up your basis on your wheat?
We should.
Frequent flyer miles or something.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. So, yeah, what's the bottom line? The bottom end line is if you keep buying it, they're going to keep selling it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these backpacks, dude, there's a backpack, $250. Another one, a Camino carry-all. It's not a purse. It's European.
I bet Indiana Jones wishes he had a Yeti satchel.
Yeah. Enjoy Behar. Yeah. So backpacks, $300, $150. It's just wild stuff.
Would have kept his water cold in the Temple of Doom.
Yeah, that's right. He could have put those stones in it and he would have dropped them.
He took the stone from here.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
Yeah.
So we've gotten into the Yeti. You buy it, they're going to sell it. Landon, tell me a little bit about this bribery scandal. You're the one that brought it up to me.
Okay, so a bunch of rich celebrities, mainly the Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky from Full House, and Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives.
Well, I've got some nicknames for them, but God, yeah. I've got prison names for them.
So pretty much Fuller House is going to be a little less full with Lori Loughlin going away to jail.
Would you say it's going to be changed from Full House to The Big House?
Yeah, the Fuller Big House.
Now, that's a sitcom I would watch.
Yeah. And I can't help but say here that William H. Macy has had some of the worst luck with wives I've ever seen.
Why?
His wife in Fargo, he ended up killing. No, he did that whole kidnapping scheme.
Oh, see, I only saw Fargo once, and all I remember is the wood chipper.
Yeah, he gets into some scheme where these guys take his wife, and he's in on it. And then his wife in Boogie Nights, she was real popular, but, you know, she had a bad end.
Uh-huh, yeah, she is a porn star.
And now his real-life wife is bribing people to put their kids in school.
Yeah, right. I mean, you'd think these supposedly are some high-end individuals on the intelligence scale, allegedly. I'm amazed at how many of these actors, of course, I mean, they probably get in because they know who they are, but, like, what's her name? Old Natalie Portman, she went to, like, Yale and... What's her name? All these other people you play these stupid parts are like Ivy League people. But anyway, I digress.
You think Lori Loughlin plays a detective on all these Hallmark movies? You think that she would know the law?
Yeah. Well, you know, because Perry Mason never got locked up for anything. I forgot. I don't remember his real name, but Perry Mason and the Matlock, they never got. Oh, Andy Griffith, he was a straight shooter, man. So I've got a couple good names for their prison names. I mean, they're kind of on the nose, but, you know, bear with me. I just kind of thought them up. Lori Lockup Loughlin.
That's pretty solid.
And Felicity Cuffsman.
I like it.
You think they'll have to be gay for the stay? I keep wanting to do the family bat. Yeah, that one fell flat.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the... I want to keep on to do the Family Matters theme song, but it's the Full House. So whatever happened to predictability, I guarantee you she knocks predictability out of this park because I did not see this one coming at all.
They've had some of the best memes of all time. They had Bob Saget sitting with DJ on the bed having a heart-to-heart saying, well, looks like Aunt Becky's going to jail.
Yeah, right.
And then they had all the cast in the car. Without Aunt Becky, and they're like, we're all going to bust out Aunt Becky.
of all that whole cast, she was like the least likely, I figured. Kimmy Gibbler was always on my radar.
Yeah, I always thought Bob Saget would be the first one to go to jail, because there was that one episode I remember watching where he's in the bathtub with Uncle Jesse and Aunt Becky's two kids, and he stands up, he's in a bathing suit, but just the whole thing was inappropriate.
Yeah, it was...
I remember my dad walking in the room and being like, what in the hell are our kids watching?
Where are the black helicopters going to show up?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I had no idea that Bob Saget was like a filthy comic until I saw like this documentary on Full House here a few years ago. I mean, he is freaking filthy, and I guess that's... I don't know if he does it to kind of knock off that... Well, no, actually that was part of the documentary. He was always saying inappropriate jokes around all the kids and everything, so he had that nice guy image. I had no idea how filthy. I mean, he's not even funny, but maybe 10% of the time.
He was okay on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, he was pretty good there, but I guess we're only funny 10% of the time too. So you know,
if even
you win some, you lose some. I mean, we're already getting down to the end of the podcast, and people stop listening after the first 15 minutes. So
we can say whatever we want right now.
Lori Lockup Loughlin. And Felicity Cuffsman. Yeah, pretty good deal. No, Kimmy Gibbler, I always saw. She was always on my radar, and I always figured one of those.
I could see her doing Hard Time.
Yeah, and or the twins, those are the Olsen twins. I knew one of them was going to end up in the slam somewhere. Mm-hmm. But Uncle Jesse, he was just, I don't know. He had too hot of a life. So.
I wonder if he can write a ballad about this.
he could with the Beach Boys.
He might write a crossover hit.
Yeah, write a crossover hit. But, yeah, so anyway, the things, so they, basically what happened was, they paid kids to take tests for them, like SATs.
Just to get them in. I mean, as if college wasn't expensive enough, you have to spend another $500,000 to get them into school.
And then, like, into USC, I mean, even California schools. You're supposed to talk while I yawn, Landon.
They were supposed to get them on the, like, have them.
Never rowed a day in their life, and I guess the rowing team is under the radar kind of thing.
Yeah. What do you mean these boats don't have motors?
where's the motor at to help us go faster? And like that paid off the test givers, the proctors they called them, to you know, give them answers or whatever, and. Did they Photoshop or doctored a video up, like, of a soccer game or something to put their kid's face on the, I don't know how, I mean, it was a whole deal. And, I mean, it was just the biggest fakery you've ever seen. I mean, it was, they did the Rico, I only learned this in The Dark Knight, where they do the Rico, where Rico is an acronym. It's where they can, it's an actual thing where they bust gangsters and they can get everybody guilty. Basically, it's a guilty by association deal. And so they can lock up, you know, they can charge like 50 or 100 people all on the same charge. And that's what they did with all these people. And I guess they arrested them and they had to post bond and everything. Like, I didn't see the perp walk on Lori Lockup or Felicity Huffman.
I did see Felicity Huffman's mugshot.
Yeah. Was she smiling?
It was fabulous.
It was.
I can't believe Lori Lockup.
Do you think she's a little more desperate now?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, she's desperate right now. Brent, you should look up the movie trailer to the movie Rad. Lori Loughlin was in it in, like, 1986. And it's pretty much like this. You do, like, this bicycle dance conference. You, like, dance on your bicycle.
Nice.
And it is pretty rad. I can't believe she went from that
to Full House.
To being a criminal.
Yeah, I know it.
No, I can't believe anybody ended up on Full House.
Lori Loughlin, I'm going to have to look that up. Well, cool. Well, yeah, so guys, let your kid. And I mean, so let's say these kids actually got into college. Don't you think they'd be found out pretty quick?
You would think so.
This guy's out in the rowing team showing up with a trolling motor, you know. And the guy on the soccer team doesn't know he can't pick up the ball with his hands.
I think Lori Loughlin's kid said something like, "Well, I don't really even care about, you know, going to college for the academic part. I just kind of want the college life."
Yeah,
like,
That's what all first year. That's what all second semester freshmen on probation say.
I wonder if she got the freshman 15.
I don't know. Oh shoot, Lori Loughlin. So yeah, it was a BMX movie, no less. Huh? Interesting little tidbit there, Landon.
Yeah.
Guys, we're getting, like, way long in this episode. We could keep going and going. But, hey, guys, if you want to buy Yeti products, go get crazy.
They have everything and a whole lot more.
We've got all kinds of ideas we're going to send Yeti. So, until Delaney Howe and the Global Ad Network, y'all need to get Yeti on our sponsor list because we're excited. But, everybody, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode and glad to have Landon back. And before we go, we need to remind everybody to find this on Twitter. That's at Trader Brent and Landon is.
No Twit Landon 44.
We're supposed to do that at the beginning of the episode, but nonetheless. So, yeah, find on Twitter there, Facebook. I almost choked. Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, of course, iTunes, that's Apple, and the Global Ag Network. Find it there and all the other great podcasts. Casey Seymour, want to send a shout out to you. Keep putting that content out like you're a crazy man. And until next time, guys. We'll ask you, what side of the line are you on? I mean, I know what side of the line I'm on. It got blown away today. The Dryline Farmer Podcast brought to you by... Like, it's totally cool. Snipe Incorporated, we have a lot of cool stuff or whatever. And so, like, buy it, even though, like, I'm going to phase out money here pretty quick. Like, in the next decade or two, maybe 50 years. I don't know. Thank you. the Dry Line Farmer Podcast, All Rights Reserved, and now a member of the Global Ag Network.